Welcome, welcome back to Eddie's Hypebeast Reviews, where we review the best shoe game of all time. Now, today's episode is kind of a doozy, so as per usual, sit back, relax, and eat some snacks. Jordan 4 Podcast, take one. Welcome, Robert Reed.
Hi.
This is obviously a podcast about Jordan 4s. Some background knowledge before we get started. The Jordan 4 was designed by Tinker Hatfield in 1989. It was meant to be a performance shoe, not a luxury shoe, unlike the Jordan 3s, 2s, and 1s. It was not loved right away. They thought it was clumsy, ugly, because they were comparing it to the Jordan 3. But slowly, it started growing on people. With that in mind, Robert, do you think the Jordan 4 gets too much love?
Yes and no. People think of it as the best Jordan, and I don't believe it is. I think 1s take that spot, but I think 4s definitely deserve a little bit of love.
Interesting. So, top 5, Jordans, go.
That's a tough proposition, but I'd have to go 1, 4... 3, 5, and then the next one's up for debate. I can't really place a fifth. I'll say top four.
Okay. Well, mine goes Jordan 1, 4, get ready for this, 13s,
gross,
don't get me started on that, 5s, and then 3s, because I don't know, 3s, I feel like 3s get too much love. Do you think personally that the Jordan 4 will ever lose its appeal to the main audience of Jordan?
I don't think so. It's just a classic. I mean, everyone loves the 4s.
I mean, not everyone loves the Jordans. I mean, it's the first Jordan shoe with plastic on it. What do you think? What do you think of that?
It worked well.
Did it?
I think so.
Interesting. Should they add some new colorways or should they stick with the originals?
They should definitely get some new colorways, but you have to respect the originals also. You can't just throw those out.
Okay, well, what do you think about the Jordan 4 royalties that were such a blunder, if you remember?
I personally like the royalties. Interesting. So it serves my feelings that you would ever say that.
But I mean, the idea was there. The colorway was there. The way the product was presented was not there. The gold would flake off. Usually before they got it in the box, people would get it and the gold was already, you know, coming off. So, I don't know. I feel if you're going to do something like that, bold, like royalty, make it royal materials at least.
I absolutely agree. But in terms of pure design of the shoe, I think that it was a fine shoe.
Interesting. Okay, the big question on everyone's mind. Are they worth the price, Robert? $190. 80 if you're lucky, 180.
That's a lot of big ones. I do think that they are worth the money, probably, but that's the thing with Jordans, you know, they're luxury shoes. Mm-hmm. As you said before, even though they might have meant to be basketball shoes at one point, they're luxury shoes now.
They are.
So I think that the price makes sense.
Okay. Jordan obviously is slowly losing its like foothold in media due to like runner shoes like Adidas, Nikes. What do you think of that?
I think it's terrible because in terms of sneakers, Jordans are you know, the base of sneakerheads and their culture.
Interesting. Well, this has been the podcast. Eddie Barrios,
Robert Reed.
Thanks for listening. This has been Eddie's Hypebeast Reviews, currently being recorded in the Fresh Prince's Bodega. Thanks for listening.